Pleasure to be with you this evening. Always a pleasure to have the opportunity of ministering the good word of our great God. Your chairman mentioned the Family Bible Hour radio broadcast and suggested that I might say a little about it. And one doesn't need to give me much of an in to do that. So may I merely say that the Family Bible Hour is a half-hour weekly gospel broadcast, now in its 36th year, for which we thank the Lord, and it will be released on close to 100 occasions this week. And it will be heard in a total of 18 languages. We thank the Lord that we are able to enter the USSR in the Russian language 4 times each week. We cover the 11 time zones of Russia with the gospel. We're thankful that we'll beam into communist China this week in 3 languages, Amoy, Cantonese, and Mandarin. We're thankful for that. We'll cover the Middle East in the Arabic language from the powerful transmitters of Monte Carlo. And we'll go in to Turkey, the land of the first century 7 churches, and we'll go in with the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll cover South America in Portuguese and in Spanish. We're thankful that there are a number right here in St. Louis who are interested in those outreaches, and they're making it possible for us to go in the Spanish language. We broadcast from Montevideo, Uruguay, in the Spanish language. It's interesting that there was a man there that had his own private radio station, some 10,000 watts of power, and for a number of years this station had been in the family. It was a secular station, but he started to listen to Transworld Radio in Bonaire. And as a non-Christian, he listened. Spirit of God did his great work, and that dear man accepted Christ. And so he has now switched his station over to carry many of the programs of Transworld Radio. It's interesting that listening to that Montevideo station and the gospel that it's produced in Bonaire, Transworld Radio, there was a man that had a radio shop, repair shop, and he listened to the broadcast, he heard of the Savior, and he accepted the Lord as his. So he changed the name of his radio repair shop to Transworld Radio Repair Shop. Which incidentally, Transworld Radio, TWR, telling the world of redemption. And we're thankful to be a part of it. A country in which the Lord is really working through radio, and we're thankful to be a part of it, is Poland. We all know, of course, about the political unrest in that land. But God is working in a very unique way in Poland. We heard just the other day a lady wrote into our translator, a young woman, to say that she was concerned about spiritual things and about her own soul. She went to her priest to find some release and some relief from the spiritual concerns that had invaded her life. And the priest said, "I can't help you. But if you listen to Transworld Radio in Monte Carlo, I think you'll get your help." There was a man that had been very ill, again in Poland. And by God's grace, he tuned to Transworld Radio. And he accepted Christ as his Savior. There was a marked improvement in his physical condition. He went to his doctor, and he told his doctor about the fact that he had accepted Christ as his Savior. The doctor listened. His wife listened. And the doctor's nurse, all 3 of whom have accepted the Lord. Who said God was dead, by the way? He's very much alive. And he's drawing souls to himself. It's still in the book, you know. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Some of you asked, in fact, I had two ask me this evening before the service started about Alan Clark. I mentioned him as being the man who lived in Fort St. John, British Columbia, out in the bush. And he hated God, he hated God's gospel, and he hated gospel preachers. And he wrote to tell us in no unmistakable terms. And he had not responded to my correspondence for some time. I may have told you that while in Vancouver a year or two ago, 2 years ago now, I guess, I took the liberty of phoning him. I knew that he had moved from the bush into the town, and I phoned him, and much to his surprise, he found that Arnett McEntee, this gospel preacher who pled for money, according to his language, but I have to keep reminding him that 36 years we've been broadcasting and we haven't asked for a dime. But he just can't seem to get that through his head. So anyway, he wrote and he ridiculed us, and lengthy letters, he just tore us apart. He was much surprised that night when I called him, and I thought that really the Spirit of God had gotten through to the dear man, but that was a mistake on my part, because he still hates me, and he still hates the gospel I preach. So some of my brethren asked if we heard anything from him. Well, I think it was back in September, maybe August, that I did get a response after 6 months from a letter that I had written to him. He has now moved from Fort St. John to Vancouver. Unfortunately, he can't hear the program in Vancouver. But his attitude toward God and the gospel has not changed one little bit. And I purpose to phone him one of these evenings and talk to him again in a personal way. Keep praying for Alan Clark. You know, I'm amazed as I go into assemblies where I've told the story of this dear man to know of so many people who are praying for him. And you know, God still saves those kind. The kind on whom we're prepared to give up. God in His sovereign grace still reaches out and saves their precious soul. So we thank the Lord for your interest and the continuing interest of many in the area of foreign language broadcasting. Brethren and sisters, I believe that's where it's at. Transworld Radio and from their headquarters have asked if we would consider broadcasting in Urdu. You know where Urdu is heard? Well, I sure didn't until he told me. But that's the language of Pakistan. The millions of Pakistan. We could broadcast into Pakistan in the Urdu language for $101 per week. We're looking to the Lord to guide us in that. This international broadcasting and foreign language broadcasting is to me so exciting. What they do is they take our English program, our message script, and they translate it into the language of the people. And then they put some music at the front and the back, and we have a foreign language program. And that's the way we're able to do it. A new project that we just began, in fact, it hasn't yet hit the air, but we are taking our messages from each program, and the message portion is about 11 and a half to 12 minutes in length. And we are putting 4 messages on a cassette. And then we're offering these, along with the appropriate Bible study outline, to our listeners free of charge. And we are hoping and praying that listeners will write in. Get the message portion only, there's no music. But they'll write in and get the message, and then play it over and over, and along with the Bible study outline, to be able to learn more of the Word of God. And what we're doing now is we are going through those series of outlines, I'm sure many of you are familiar with them, prepared by the late Mr. A.P. Gibbs. He published them under the title, Searching the Scriptures. And we have permission of John Williams of Walbrook Publishers to supply those outlines free of charge to people who write in. We're thankful for John's kindness in this way, and we're just looking to God to use them and to bless them, that the saints of God might be strengthened and refreshed, and souls might be saved. We're attempting to preach the gospel, that's true, but we also want to minister to the hearts of God's people. We believe that there are many who are longing to hear the Word of God as it's ministered. This letter came in September, and it touched my heart. It was written from Western Canada. It said, The message on Achan's sin was an important one for me, as I'd been struggling to feel forgiven after having become involved in things that have hurt many of those who are very close to me. You really do mean that God can and does forgive him if we ask? Question mark. How do you get others near you also to forgive? We responded to that letter immediately. And it seems to me, beloved, that this writer and many like him are desirous of hearing the Word of God taught with a conviction of the Spirit of God. So please pray for the Family Bible Hour, will you? We make no appeal for funds. We haven't and we won't. But our God has provided in a most unique way. You know, we went into a radio conference last Saturday. I tell you this as a testimony to the faithfulness of God and His beloved people. When we went into that conference, if we had been required to pay every bill up to date, we would have had to pay $43,000, and we didn't have $43,000. We merely mentioned to the Lord's people that if they wanted to help in the work and be involved in it, there was a box at the back. When the offering was counted at the end of the day, there was $25,000 in the box. Now, who can you praise but God for that? Eh? He is still providing the wherewithal to send forth His Word to reach the masses for Christ. Again, I thank you for your prayers and your participation in this respect.